Hello and welcome. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business, and this is our Monday Remembrance Call. I want to encourage you to go ahead and take a nice gentle breath. Me too. And I say gentle breath so that we don't try to force our breath. And just noticing how you're feeling, noticing how much spaciousness there is to feel exactly how you're feeling. You don't have to make space. You just feel the way you do. And everything that's been going on today in the business, in your world, just noticing. And bringing your attention to your heart high up in the chest. Just letting your head bow and letting your heart bow. And letting yourself call to the divine through the open doorway of your heart. Just remembering the presence of the divine. That there's so much more available, so much more than we can see. My heart is reminded of how fragile our existence is on this earth, both by the anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City back in 2001 of September 11th, and the wildfires that are burning in Northern California, really close to areas that I know and cherish, including the residential center for my Sufi lineage, as well as other people I know and love who live there. And it's just a reminder that there have been so many ways that we've been reminded of our fragility, whether through tsunamis or hurricanes or fires, earthquakes, as well as attacks that come from a misguided human heart, and how our hearts long to help, and how hard it can be to focus on something as seemingly profane as every day as a business. When faced by disasters, how do we carry on with our business? When, if we don't carry on with our business, it feels like we're not going to be taken care of, that we won't be able to care for ourselves. And yet we can't live continually in a state of emergency. And so the first place to go to here with this remembrance is just feeling the yearning in our hearts to give. The yearning of the heart to respond to need. The yearning of our heart to respond with compassion and healing and love and generosity when people are hurt, when people are suffering. Allowing yourself to really acknowledge that. Allah, and let your heart go out to those people. Let your heart witness that need. And also, in remembering the divine and continuing to call to the divine, noticing the needs of your business, the needs of your clients, your own personal need to be cared for, to be taken care of, to be nourished, to be able to seek your provision. And again, just witnessing, allowing your heart to witness that and accept that and to say yes. Yes, I too have needs. There are needs here as well. And just spend a little bit of time just calling to the divine and noticing the space in your heart, the space in your being for these needs as well. Yet these needs do not have to be in conflict or in contradiction, but simply witnessing. And asking in your heart, asking the divine, is love available even here? At this crossroads, this intersection of needs, where there are people who are needing in ways that are so desperate and so painful. And very real needs in your own business and your own family and your own heart. Is there love available even here? Willing to be surprised and just asking. Can the heart of the divine help your heart to contain all of this, to hold all of this, to witness all of it, leaving nothing out? And as your heart just sits with it, with the assistance and the support and the love and the care and the strength and the healing of the divine surrounding you and the entire situation, knowing that you cannot be the rescuer of everyone, though you might be asked to rescue some, just asking in your heart, letting your head bow, letting your heart bow, letting your humility and your willingness to be surprised and your sincerity and the generosity that's being expressed in your heart, just facing the situation, asking, what is the role that you are being asked to play? Is there a role for you to play in whatever disaster and larger pain that you're witnessing? What are you really being asked? Just noticing whatever you notice and saying yes to your heart. And when you feel ready, turning to the heart of your business, turning to face your business and asking, what role are you being asked to play for your business? What is really needed here? Is it as much as you were thinking? Is it less? Is it more? Really letting your heart and your being face the need here. Knowing that you have a sacred trust and responsibility with your business and your clients and yourself and your family. To abandon your business would be like a farmer abandoning the fields at a point of real need. Allah. Willing to be surprised, just asking to be shown. And saying yes to whatever arises in your heart. And just asking if everything that is being shown to your heart about the needs of the people facing the disaster and the needs of yourself and your business. Does it all fit in your heart? Does it all fit in your week? Does it all fit? Can you contain what is being asked of you? Allah. And then just taking a nice gentle breath and noticing any authentic gratitude or appreciation for anything you might have experienced during this remembrance. And letting yourself express that to the divine. And then, yes, bringing your attention back to your heart. And if you need to allow yourself to move back into your day. And if you have time and space to continue remembrance here, by all means, to continue remembrance. Allah. always trust your heart. Peace and love.